Yeah, we really want to set those students up for success. And so we're giving you every opportunity that we know how to give you.
Hey, welcome to OSU Oklahoma City Orange Slice. This is season 3 of our podcast. I'm Mike Whitehill, I'm Vice President of Operations at OSU Oklahoma City. Today, I'd like to welcome Hank Langford. Hank is our registrar for OSU Oklahoma City. How are you doing, Hank?
I'm pretty good today, Mike. How are you?
So, Hank, what's different this year with graduation? What should students know?
So, we've had a few changes in the world of graduation at OSU OKC. We are in the middle of some staffing realignment with Stillwater, so it's an exciting time to work in our area, and it's an exciting time to be a graduate of OSU OKC. I would say the biggest thing is because the State Fairgrounds is reorganizing and rearranging the way that they do things, the commencement exercises might feel and look a little different this year than in years past.
Yeah, I understand we're going to be in a completely different building than what individuals are used to.
Sure, we're going to be in the Bennett Center this year, whereas before we were in the old arena, but the old arena is not available to us. So we're going to have 1 year in the Bennett Center, and then we fully anticipate being in their new facility next year.
Oh, that'll be fantastic. Yeah. So what are kind of some of the things that students would expect when they go to graduation and need to be prepared for this time, or at least to let their families know?
Sure. So big thing, people don't think about it much, but, you know, no air horns, no balloons. We're in a big group. We don't want big sounds going off, scaring people. You never know who all's going to attend. Just be ready for the crowds, be ready for an exciting time. You know, we all work all year long, and the students especially work toward this moment. And we as faculty and staff love to celebrate with them. And so this is your reward, but this is our reward. So just be ready for that great time.
It is definitely the best time of the year. I love graduation, love seeing students graduating. And there's nothing better than the families that are celebrating each one of their children or friends or spouse or significant other that is graduating. It is a great time of the year. Love graduation.
All right.
So we're talking about that. What date is graduation?
Graduation is on May the 9th this year. It will be at 6 o'clock. So the doors will open probably about 5 or 5:30. So just be ready. We will have plenty of special parking if it's needed. You know, if your grandmother needs to walk a shorter distance, if you need, you know, whatever that is. So those emails will begin to go out at the end of this week. And at that point, we'll start to gather that information. So if you are on oxygen, if you need a wheelchair ramp, if you're on crutches, whatever that special thing is, we're going to start to gather that information so that we can make it an easy kind of breezeful time for you. And so just keep an eye on that OSU OKC email.
Okay, that's great. Yeah. You know, you mentioned that the email is going to be coming out soon. What are some of the other dates that students need to be prepared for? You know, things to keep in mind, because from what I understand, you just can't show up to graduation.
Yeah, we kind of want to know ahead of time. So the biggest thing is apply to graduate. And if you have not done so, do so now. People think that we automatically know if you are done with your program. We don't. We would love to be that technologically savvy, but I don't know a university that is. And so talk with your advisor, you know, have that conversation. I think I'm getting close. I feel like I've had all my classes. What do I do next? Reach out to my office. We're happy to help. We have a dedicated staff that work with graduation stuff. So we can answer that question. Advising can answer that question. Other important dates, we're going to have a career fair on March the 27th. So we have over 60 employers and universities coming to campus. We're going to have a photographer so you can take photos in your cap and gown, although you can do that at commencement as well. My office will be there to help you to apply to graduate, and we'll have advisors on hand to answer any of those kind of questions that you might have.
So this is a fantastic time of the year that Absolutely. You're not only getting ready to graduate, but with the career fair, you can interview for jobs, find out potential companies Absolutely. If you don't have a job already.
Yeah, we really want to set those students up for success. And so we're giving you every opportunity that we know how to give you. But I would say that there might be something that we miss. You know, if you need something that you haven't heard from us about, that's what we're here for. Every one of us work and are happy to help you with whatever question you might have. So reach out if you don't have the answers that you need.
Is there a deadline to register for graduation?
The last day of the semester.
Okay.
So May the 9th is the last day. If you register on June the 1st, you'll be a summer graduate. The reason that is because we're required to report our graduates to the state of Oklahoma. So we have to have a cutoff. And so we do get students who say, I thought you knew, and they apply when we're conferring degrees. I think that's another kind of common misconception that I went to commencement and walked in graduation.
Mm-hmm.
So now my diploma is automatic. In my world, there are two things. There's commencement, which is the party with mm-hmm. the robes and the pictures and your family. And there's graduation, which is how I process your record to tell you that you're done and to order that diploma. So it takes us about 4 weeks. So we will begin on May the 10th. We work that weekend, and it takes us about 4 weeks to confer all those degrees and to order those diplomas and to do everything that we need. So hang tight, reach out with questions, but it's not as not a quick a turnaround as you might think.
So I know it's really important to have that ceremony to go through
Absolutely.
Commencement. Is it required for graduation?
It is not required. So lots of people graduate and never attend commencement. And that's okay too, right? It's an opportunity that we give you. It is not a requirement.
Okay, excellent. Other than the ceremonies, what else should I be mindful right now? So if I'm getting ready to graduate and it's coming up on that time, what else do I need to keep in mind? Other than studying.
Sure, yeah. Make sure you finish your classes, right? I would say definitely keeping an eye on that email. Every official communication from our office and from advisement goes out to the student to that email or to a phone call. So we can't email you to your Gmail. So make sure you have access to that OK State email. You will get information about commencement, the graduation of your record, the ordering of your diploma, all of those big things, how to order your cap and gown, all of that will go to that email. So be sure you can log in there. Other things are just, talking to your professors
mm-hmm.
and kind of, if you've made those relationships, keeping that alive. A lot of times people find jobs through that. So if you don't have employment, we have people on campus who can help you find that. So it's not just about my world and clicking the button and auditing your record. It's about this whole campus supporting you and sending you out into the world.
No, that's a really good point that everyone needs to remember is that this is a relationship that continues.
Absolutely.
Just because you finished a class does not mean that that relationship with your instructor ends. That individual is an important connection to a job. That individual is an important connection to further training that you may need in your job. Because as you go out, you'll find out that, yeah, you have a degree now, but the learning never ends. So keep a great connection with your instructor. So we were talking about earlier about families coming, et cetera, and it's going to be in a different location. Is there anything that the families need to know about graduation that might be different?
I think the things that are different, again, are just the location that we're going to have it. The time will be the same. But again, we want to be able to have that communication with the students about their families and the needs of the family so that the family can have a nice experience that evening and celebrate with their student and with all of us and sending them out into the world and just keeping us informed of anything that you might need and being ready to celebrate.
That's excellent.
Yeah.
So I'm going to switch gears here for a second and kind of talk about after we have spring break coming up, we have fall enrollment starting.
Sure.
So do you want to talk a little bit about enrollment?
Yeah. So we are in the process of aligning our enrollment dates with Stillwater and with our campuses in Tulsa and in Okmulgee. So there's a little bit of a change this year. In previous years, summer enrollment opened around Thanksgiving. At this time, we're aligning with our sister campuses, and we're going to open fall and summer enrollment on March the 24th. So we wanted to do that to push up summer enrollment more into the spring, because a lot of times you register for a class in November and you forget about it.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't want that to happen. And as we work toward alignment and OSU Polytech, those are important initiatives that we're having to kind of align things behind the scenes to make sure that all students in Oklahoma that are part of that Polytech system have a seamless experience. So enrollment opens on the 24th. classes, 10-week classes will begin in mid-May. So a lot of programs have 10-week classes. 8-week classes begin in early June. We have first 4 week, second 4 week, and the full 8 weeks. And then fall enrollment begins the Monday after spring break,
okay,
which is March the 24th. And then fall classes begin in the middle of August.
Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah. Because definitely want to go ahead and get enrolled for the next semesters. As graduation will be coming up, and hopefully your time will be extremely soon. But it's important to continue the education and to make sure that you do enroll. Well, Hank, this was fantastic discussion today. Thank you for joining me on Orange Slice.
Sure. Thanks, Mike. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you. Everybody take care.